Clinton Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com. Big deals. Avery Home Furniture, Mattress and Appliance. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Ivy Tech Community College. Marshan's Window Tinting. Encompass Credit Union and TC Trailers. The online telecast, which you can catch at HoosierlandTV.com, is brought to you by Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters. Simplify Family Dental. The Community Foundation. Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply. Wesley Manor Retirement Community. Newell Gas. Welty Exteriors. Arborwood by Stoops, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Our next guest has been patiently waiting. We have Jamie Blacker with us on the line. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing all right. I just definitely wanted to talk to you before the big weekend. There's a big truck and tract pull coming to Colfax this weekend, part of the Old Hickory Days Festival, but this is kind of a big deal, really.
Yeah, on Saturday night, August 2nd, which will be this Saturday at 6 p.m. when the gates open, we probably quadruple the amount of people in Colfax on a normal day.
You can fill the lot. That is absolutely true. Well, talk about why this is such a big truck and tractor pull.
Well, we bill it as Indiana, or Central Indiana's number one truck and tractor pull. And if you're one of those enthusiasts to go along, we get tractors from all over to come and pull, and we don't expect anything less this year. With the weather, it's going to be outstanding forecast for this weekend. We're expecting a monster crowd in Colfax.
Well, the weather is going to be the big play. You're right, because people have been so hot, and to have a little bit of a break, everybody's ready to get back outside where we're not all sweating to death. And so how many vehicles or trucks and tractors do you think will be coming in? Any guess on that?
Some here in the last few years, since we cut the local classes, and it's just all the sanctioned pulling through IPL, the Indiana Truck Pullers Association, the Garden Tractor Pullers Association, and American Big Blocks. I'm guessing somewhere 85 to 95, maybe 100 hooks.
Holy cow, you're kidding.
Yeah, well, a lot of that is attributed, one, to the track. You have a good, nice, level, flat track, but also because it is so many different associations, they're sanctioned pulls.
Yeah, that's right. And we're Central Indiana, so through the IPL Pulling League, they have a northern and southern division, so we get a lot of tractors that come from both. There's a lot of them south Indianapolis will make the trek up, since it's not that far, to come pull for us, so they'll come up here and pull for points. We're hoping in a few years that we'd be one of their pulls that they put in Central Indiana for big points where you get them out of the north and south. So we're working towards that. But you just talked to us about our track. And actually, we just redid it after this is the second time the third time we built it originally. Those old catfish steppers is in the bottom of that thing. We put up, raised it about 4 feet high. First foot is just old Miller's building laying in the bottom, and we put dirt over the top of it. And then around 2010, we moved it up a few feet to north to gain us some more room.
Jamie, you're cutting out.
Sorry. We had another local large farm in the community that had a lot of dirt. All new dirt, up about another inch wide. So you expect to see a brand new track this Saturday when you come to Colfax.
Yes, you guys have done a lot of work over there to the park and everything as well. You've made it a really nice location for folks to get to. So the question then remains, what all can they look forward to that night? Obviously, there's going to be pulling, but you'll have food and so forth. Do they need to bring their lawn chairs?
They can if they like, but there is bleacher seating. If you come through the front gate, it's $15 per person, and that's ages 6 and up. If you come through the back gate where the pullers all come in, it's $20 per person, and then it's also a $20 fee, whatever, to park. Our footprint is just getting smaller and smaller with the amount of people that keep coming, so we keep having to raise that price to kind of make everybody, but you definitely all kinds of parking on the front side of the park, on the Park Street side. If you enter up near the concession stand, it's $15 there, and Like you said, there'll be food. We usually have T-shirt giveaways, there'll be T-shirts to buy. We usually have some fun things for kids to do, too, that we come up with at the last minute. So it's a lot of fun. It's nonstop action. The pool actually starts at 7 o'clock p.m., and our guys do a tremendous job on keeping it moving. There's not a lot of downtime, so unless there's a, you know, a mishap with a, you know, a sled issue or something like that, and that happens from time to time. But we keep them moving. The guys do a great job between each pull, you know, getting the track ready for the next guy, and we just keep them moving and enjoy it for $15 for 5 to 6 hours of action. Our goal is to be over by midnight, and a lot of times we're right in that 11:30, 11:45 range. So that's our goal. So not too many places you can go for $15 and, you know, enjoy a complete thing.
No, that's exactly right, and it's a great location as well. Plenty of parking out there. The people are friendly. It's a lot of fun. So it's Saturday night, folks. Gates open at 6. Pool starts at 7. Is that correct?
That's right, and the main thing is this is the Colfax Lions Club. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. We put all that money right back into that park. Cindy, you just talked about it. It's a very nice park, and all that money keeps going right back in there to make it just nicer year after year.
And you guys have. Boy, I remember what that used to be like when the kids played ball out there, and compared to what it is now, you guys are doing a phenomenal job.
We appreciate that. Thanks for having me on this morning. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Jamie. Jamie Blacker with the Colfax Lions Club. And, of course, this weekend, the big truck and tractor pull. It's Saturday night. Gates open at 6 o'clock. The pull starts at 7, just $15 if you come in the one gate, $20 if you come in the back gate. But, my goodness, the strides they have made over in that park are it's they've done a great job. So.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite places to go and watch tractor pulls. It really is.
It's because it's so easy to get in and out of there.
But 100 hooks. I mean, I know what that's like over.
It's like, how many?
I know what that's like over at Tipton. And they're shooting for midnight.
Sure.
Take a nap, folks. I'm telling you. take a nap. Take a nap before you go. Because I'm going to say they're going to be pushing it to get it over with by midnight.
Well.
But that's okay.
If that's their big fundraiser,
it's a major deal.
Mm-hmm. That is a major deal.
And for all those, and I mean, you guys listen, you heard all the different categories that are going to be polling over there. So, yeah, it's going to start out small, and then it's just going to keep growing.
Don't laugh at
and
me.
Keep growing and
I've
keep growing.
I've never seen garden tractors
pull. And it's going to get louder.
I've never seen garden tractors pull.
Oh, yeah?
No,
I've seen it all.
I think that sounds funny. I'd like to see that.
I've seen it all, and I mean, I've seen
tractors and trucks, but I've never seen garden tractors.
Yeah.
So.
I've seen it all. Anything from garden tractors to the antiques to the the trucks and the tractor and the big modifieds. Yeah, all of it. So.
By the way, today is Stuff the Bus Day. This will be taking place at Frankfort Walmart. Thanks to them for partnering with us again.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to think back to how many years we've been doing this.
I don't know. Ever since I can remember.
As far as I can remember.
Yeah.
We've been doing this a long time. Mike Downey has really been very busy with this for several years. So it's time for Stuff the Bus tonight, Frankfort Walmart. Here's the thing, though. If you're able to come out and join us, that's great. We would love to have you. However, the boxes are already up at Walmart. So if you are inclined to donate and you would like to help get school supplies into the hands of the children in our own community, that's the kicker here. These things don't get spread out somewhere else. These things all stay in our community. And what it does is really help our teachers out because they are filling in where places are missed. And so a lot of our teachers are there tonight, or some administrators are there. The buses will be there from each of the schools. You can donate individually to a school if you would like to. And yes, the crossing is involved in this as well. But you can donate individually to a school, or you can just donate and we'll divvy it up amongst schools, however you would like to do that. If you can't come tonight, the boxes are already out. You can label the bags if you would like to. You can label the items, you know, if you want it to go to a school in particular. Otherwise, again, we'll just divvy it out. But you can get, and the lists are up, Mel says, that she talked to Jamie over there at Walmart, and Jamie is instrumental at Walmart over there. So if you see him,
they've got school lists.
Different Jamie,
up.
Not Jamie Blacker, Jamie at Walmart, two different Jamies, by the way.
There's lists there at Walmart, but then there's also, you can go to the school's websites. They have them up there. All our schools have Facebook pages. They've got them up there as well. So, all the school lists are out.
And then the boxes, they usually let us leave out until the weekend. And then we usually get them early next week. And then Mel or Mike, somebody takes them around to the other schools. So this is ongoing for a few days here, but we definitely want to thank our Frankfort Walmart. We will be broadcasting live 5 o'clock until 7, along with Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, Wampler Services Incorporated, and Bruno's Pizzeria. And, of course, we'll be giving away probably Indiana Beach tickets tonight as well. Mm-hmm. So definitely want to be listening for that.
And we got something special from Culver's. That's for anybody exactly who donates tonight.
Yes.
You have to donate tonight during the 5 to 7, but Culver's gave us some special stuff for that, too.
Yes, so if we see that you have a bag and you're donating, you can bring it to our table there, and we will give you some love from our partners at Culver's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good love.
Oh, it's real
really
good love.
So we have lots happening tonight at Frankfort Walmart. Also, if you have not checked out lately, the Big Deals tab. And I know some people just don't want to think that they're using a coupon or whatever it is. I don't know. You're missing out on big deals because there are some great things up there. We have added some new items. Of course, the Hoosierland roller rink we talked about the other day. He was on yesterday with Shan. But we also have Bacon Festival wristbands up there for the Bacon Fest. And you just heard Rachel talking about Bacon Fest. And we'll have
lots of bacon.
Madison, yes, from the Chamber of Commerce, who's
Madison
putting
Kaufman
on.
Will
yes,
be on.
She'll be on like the
2 weeks, I think.
15th or something. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Prior to Bacon Fest. But here's the deal. If you get your wristbands from us, you pay like a really, really good
price.
Half price, yes. Mm-hmm. So you can go on to the We Love Big Deals website. You can also go to Clinton Carroll or BooneCountyDailyNews.com and click the Big Deals tab. That's how I go. I just think, because I'm already on, you know, one of the websites. I'm either on Clinton Carroll or Boone County Daily News.
But that's my,
I do, but
have,
I want to check it out.
We have that convenience.
Yes.
But
either way, you can go check them out. But we have lots of new items there,
there's
and I know
all kinds of stuff there.
We do. So we are working to continue to kind of update and get some new items there as well.
Coupons to get flowers.
Flowers. You can
if
get
you need flowers for
from Bake to Cookie Company, Angry Donkey, Prep and Go. I mean, there's all kinds of different things up there. And if you haven't been to Prep and Go, check them out, too. I think people hear the name and they're like, I don't get it. Well, she actually serves regular food, too, but you
Larry
can also get it to go.
I like going in there on the weekend and we just sit and talk and
they have amazing pizza as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they have ice cream and anyway, lots of
everything.
We're very fortunate in our community that folks have partnered with us. So today, speaking of partnering, is a Dine to Donate event with the Angry Donkey for Combat Cookies. A percentage of the day's proceeds will go to help Combat Cookies purchase their building. They have been doing all of this before in a very small place. And so, again, they are working for our folks in uniform. And so a percent of all proceeds will go to Combat Cookies to finally help them get a building. And that is from 11 a.m. today until 9 p.m. tonight. So that is also good on to-go orders. And we, you know, encourage everybody to.
Yeah, if you're wondering where it's at, Combat Cookies is actually in Dayton. And which is just down the road. And it is a really cool thing.
It's a cool thing, and the folks that run that are super sweet as well. Yes,
exactly.
It's veteran-based, and so great organization. So we'll be broadcasting live tonight, but then I will be out at Old Hickory Days, by the way, Friday. I'll be broadcasting live while the fish fry is happening. So you don't want to miss the fish fry, the Perry Township Volunteer Fire Department. That's from 5 o'clock until 8 Friday, and I will be broadcasting live at 5 o'clock until 7, and the Mad Hatter Band will be there. Then they have several things happening on Saturday. The pancake breakfast starts off early from 7 to 10. They have the Hickory Hustle. They have all kinds of vendor booths out there as well. There's a show and shine. There's the Fire Dog program. They'll have the good old-fashioned cake and goodies walk out there. They're going to have foam and fun. I mean, there's a pizza eating contest, and then, of course, you have the truck and tractor pull that night. Plus, from 7 to 10 is the Bodacious Band, which a lot of people like the Bodacious Band, and that will be on the main stage. And, again, that is from 7 o'clock until 10. So lots coming, too.
I should ask Jamie if Mike was cooking.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. His Uncle Mike's is the fire chief.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Also, coming up on Friday and Saturday, right? The first is a Friday. The harness racing at the Clinton County Fairgrounds.
Yep.
Harness Racing, 4 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Again, nice and local, and the heat should be kind of off by then. They should probably have, that's what I was going to say.
It's going to be great racing.
They should have some great races with the heat finally dying down just a little bit.
Actually see some speed, some times.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
It was so hot for those horses out
there.
Oh,
I know.
They ran.
I know.
I was like, oh, I feel
that's
so bad
crazy,
for them.
But yeah, we should see some, who knows, we might see some records broke.
And Rachel brought it up, but this weekend at the Wabash and Erie Canal, Saturday is Family Day. It's from 1 o'clock until 4, and if you would like more information, all you have to do is go to wabashanderiecanal.org. You can find out more there, but it's Family Day, and I don't know that people realize there really is part of the canal there still, and you can actually take a canal boat ride down at the park there, and it's a lovely park. We're going to have Mike on, I think it's next week, but he's coming on soon to talk about it as well. But it's another little gem in Delphi, and she mentioned it, and it absolutely is. Also, Russell's Rumble and Car Show for the Kids is coming up on Saturday with the Clinton County Boys and Girls Club. They are at 1100 Green Street. But they'll have all kinds of little things happening there. They're going to have a 50-50 auction. They've got entertainment. They'll have a car show. They'll have door prizes and music, and that's from 10 o'clock until 3. Again, that's at the Clinton County Boys and Girls Club.
And that is also the Green Street Bike Race, which a lot of people know the Green Street Bike Race. That's happened, I don't know for how many years the bike race has been going on, but yeah, the bikes will be going on. I'm pretty sure the bike race is that time too, so check it out. It's a lot of fun. You can go to Thorntown on your road trip, and from 6 to 8:30 on, I believe that is Saturday, at the Thorntown Heritage Museum, they're having their old-fashioned ice cream social, and the weather is going to be great for that. You're not going to have to worry about your ice cream melting faster than it can be dipped.
Here's the thing. How long has it been since you've made homemade ice cream?
Oh.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I haven't had time.
People don't have time anymore, especially when I got Glovers right down here and call Stan and say, hey, I need a big tub of ice cream. I mean, we're kind of spoiled that way. And so, but they are having a nice ice cream social, and I was just trying to think when the last time I had had actual,
I didn't get a chance to get up to Carroll County Fair when the Antique Tractor Club was making theirs. That's really cool to watch them make it with an engine.
Yeah. I think that's neat.
Yeah, but anyway, that's happening at the Thorntown Heritage Museum, 6 to 8:30 p.m. on Saturday. Should be a great time. They've got the Bluegrass Jammers is going to be playing at 6:30. So it's also free to the public, folks. I mean, I'm sure, if you're going to go and eat ice cream, I think you ought to at least think about maybe giving them a donation for it, because it ain't cheap to make ice cream. Shan will tell us. But, go and check it out. 124 West Main Street in Thorntown. They do have a rain location, but we're not going to talk about that because it ain't going to be
gonna
there.
Rain. Also, the Cornerstone Back to School Jam is coming up on Saturday, and that is at 5641 West Mulberry Jefferson Road. They're having an afternoon of fun to celebrate the kids. The event is free. They'll have bounce houses and games, hot dogs, popcorn, Hawaiian shave ice, face painting. Healthy Communities of Clinton County will be there. They'll be offering some free back-to-school haircuts, and those are provided by the Back Porch Salon. They would love to see you. Again, this is coming up on Saturday from 2 o'clock until 5. That's at the Cornerstone Back-to-School Jam, 5641 West Mulberry Jefferson Road. And so if you can't make it to the Stuff the Bus tonight, free supplies will be available there while they last. But again, there are lots of these events, and we're trying to help everyone.
Yeah,
so.
What a great idea of free haircuts. I mean, come on.
I agree with you. And before we wrap up here today on Party Line, I wanted to remind you that Mayor Judy Sheets is inviting you to the Sparkling Success Leadership Series. The keynote speaker this time will be Secretary Lisa Hirschman, Chief Operating Officer and Secretary of the Office of Management and Budget for the State of Indiana. Now, the actual Success Leadership Series that day is Wednesday, August 27th. However, you do have to RSVP by August 20th. And to do that, you just RSVP to the mayor's office, 654-7332. And so that is coming up a little later in August. But if you would like to get signed up now and get your reservation in, do that early. Melissa and I went to that last time. Not only was it a lot of fun and a great event, the food was phenomenal, but it really was interesting to hear the speaker, and it will be the same time, the same thing this time as well. So we invite you to come and join us as well with the mayor and Kimberly and everybody, and we will be there that day too. So anything else we need to add?
I don't think so. We look forward to seeing you at Stuff the Bus. Come on out, hang out, and who knows, you might get a free prize if you come.
Well,
depending, come and donate and help out all our local schools.
Yeah, we hope to see you there this evening. So you've been listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.